Welcome to AT&T.
Welcome to MindWalk.
Enter password, please.
Produced at Upstart Radio for the radio, the internet, community, and micropower stations worldwide.
This is an unlisted number. How did you get it?
Don't like surprises?
No, and it's a federal offense to hack shielded lines.
I have 320 gigabytes of Pharmacom data. Don't bother. I'll be out of here in 20 seconds.
So, what exactly is it that you want?
Your data out of my head.
The future has imploded into the present. With no nuclear war, the new battlefields are people's minds and souls. Mega corporations are the new governments. Computer-generated info domains are the new frontiers. Though there is better living through science and chemistry, we are all becoming cyborgs. The computer is the new cool tool. Though we say all information should be free, it is not. Information is power and currency of the virtual world we inhabit. So mistrust authority. Cyberpunks are the true rebels. Cyberculture is coming in under the radar of ordinary society. An unholy alliance of the tech world and the world of organized dissent. Welcome to the Cyber Corporation. Cyberpunks.
Out into the wasteland. Out into the wasteland.
No religion at all.
This is Upstart Radio.
No way. I'm getting hacked.
A port scan?
No, no, this is major. They've already burned through the NCIS public firewall.
We'll isolate the node and dump them on the other side of the router.
I'm trying. It's moving too fast.
Oh, this is not good. They're using our connection to the Infos database. Sever it.
I can't. It's a point attack. He or she is only going after my machine.
It's not possible. This is DoD level 9 encryption. It would take months to get built.
Hey, what is that, video game?
No, Tony, we're getting hacked.
They get in Abby's computer. The entire NCIS network is next.
I can't stop him. Do something, McGee.
I've never seen code like this. Oh. Ah, where'd it go, Abby?
I didn't do anything. I thought you did.
No.
Hello, IT. Have you tried turning it off and on again? Oh, okay, well, the button on the side, is it glowing? Yeah, you need to turn it on. The button turns it on? Yeah. You do know how a button works, don't you? No, not on clothes.
Hello, IT. Yeah, huh? Have you tried forcing an unexpected reboot?
No, there you go. I just heard it come on. No, that's the music you hear when it comes on. No, that's the music you hear when... I'm sorry, are you from the past?
You see, the driver hooks a function by patching the system call table, so it's not safe to unload it unless another thread's about to jump in there and do its stuff, and you don't want to end up in the middle of invalid memory. Hello?
Oh, really? Really? Well, why don't you come down here and make me then? Huh? What, you think I'm afraid of you? I'm not afraid of you! You can come down here any time and I'll be waiting for you. That told her. Oh, God, it's about time you got back. It's been all go.
You had a job?
Girl on fifth.
Did you and her hit it off?
Define hit it off?
Did she continue talking to you once you'd fixed her computer?
No.
Okay, you guys, this is Jesse Sutter. And
you know what?
I just wanted to say that you guys have ruined my life.
First, I'm going to tell you right now. This is from her father. You bunch of lying, no good punks. And I know who it's coming from because I backtraced it. And I know who's emailing and who's doing it. And you've been reported to the cyber police and the state police.
Right.
So you better write one more thing or screw with my computer again. You'll be arrested. End of conversation from her father.
You're right, it's fucking gonna come and beat her ass.
And if you come near my daughter, guess what? Consequences will never be the same. You lying bunch of pricks.
See, my house has been like this ever since everybody's been posting stuff about me, okay?
I live in peace.
I am torn. I am literally, I have been having emotional breakdowns one after another for the past, like, 3 days.
You've been sick, you can't sleep, you can't eat because of them fuckers.
You guys are just basically tearing me apart right now. I am crying my eyes out if you haven't noticed that. Please just stop hating. You guys are ruining my fucking life.
あ、本当にバカですね。
We'll be right back. exciting and new. Just log in. They're expecting you and Lulz. A kiss on the lips. Let it flow, you stupid FBI battleships.
Say The most exciting thing I find is the mailbox where I write to other people on the Pressdale system.
And who have you written to recently? You got any examples?
Yes, I sent a message to my doctor asking for a repeat prescription, and he's left the prescription for me in the chemist.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Pat and Julian. We'll be seeing you later in the programme.
Bye, Jane.
If you have anything you want to say to us here on Database, and you're connected to the Prestel service, you can use the Database mailbox. Pat Green is still with us in North London, and she's going to demonstrate this facility by sending us a message. Hello, Pat.
Hello, Jane.
Can you find page 7776, please? And now would you like to send us a message?
Yes, I will.
And I should be able to get the same message now on my screen.
That's right.
Thank you very much for your good wishes, Pat and Julian.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
If I want to get that message printed out, I can do that as well, just by hitting this button. There it is. And by the way, we've heard some rumours that Commodore are planning to launch their own rival to Micronet, which will come complete with a modem. Now, as we get some more news about CompuNet, we'll let you have it. In the meantime, if you want more information about Prestel or Micronet, then why not have a look at the Database newsletter, which you can find on Oracle, page 182. That's page 182. Now, if you own a BBC Micro, stand by for the software transmission. You can record the data directly from the audio track of your video cassette recording of Database. Alternatively, if your television has an audio jack or an ear socket, you can take the data directly from that. The least successful method is to just place a microphone in front of the television set. Now, if you haven't got a BBC Micro, don't worry, because during the series we'll be transmitting data for the ZX81, the Spectrum, the Commodore 64, the VIC-20 and the Dragon. Now remember, these software transmissions are experimental, but if they're successful and you like them, then they may well become a regular feature of Database later on in the year. Stand by for the software transmission. You'd better start your recorders now. Goodbye, and see you next week from Earl's Court.
What the fuck is going on?
What the fuck is going on?
You know, all my life, I've been careful to stay in my own corner. Looking out for number one, no complications. Now, suddenly, I'm responsible for the entire fucking world. and everybody and his mother is trying to kill me. If my head doesn't blow up first.
Maybe it's not just about you anymore.
Listen. You listen to me. You see that city over there? That's where I'm supposed to be. Not down here with the dogs and the garbage and the fucking last month's newspapers blowing back and forth! I've had it with them! I've had it with you! I've had it with all this! I want room service! I want the club sandwich! I want the cold Mexican beer! I want a $10,000 a night hooker! I want my shirts laundered. Like they do at the Imperial Hotel. In Tokyo.
Hold me, Messel. Hold me, love. Hold me, God. And I shout. A sound for the soul. A portal. And I travel through time. All my senses burn. The portal can learn. The portal can burn. Hold me. Hold me. Hold me.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for non-profit use.